We continue our learning of the Nishmas David b'Menachem Shem Hamyakah b'Midchav Zeliyo. We are in Kinim Perik Gimel Mishnah Vav, the final Mishnah of Maseches Kinim, the final Mishnah of Seder Kachin. Mishnah is somewhat complicated, trying to keep track of all of the birds. We also have to start Seder Taros and Maseches Kinim with the first Mishnah in this year. So we'll do the best we can to set up the case of the Mishnah, raise the questions, and allow people to make some of the calculations on their own. Ha'isha sha'amra harei alai kain kisha'eled zachir. You have a woman who takes a neder. She says, I want to bring a pair of birds if I give birth to a boy. So those pair of birds, of course, both have to be olos. You can't bring a chatas as a neder. And therefore, yalda zachir, she gives birth to a boy, she has to bring two pair of birds. Achas linidra, one for the neder, which are both, of course, going to be olos. V'achas l'chovasa, and one pair for the chover. She's a yoledes. The yoledes has to bring two birds, one chatas and one ola. Nisanasam l'kohen, she gives them to the kohen. V'akohen tzorech lasos sholos pradim milamalon v'achas milamat. And of course, the kohen is supposed to do what? Well, if the three of these are olos, two which are a neder, one of the pair of the chiyuv, of the kain chova, because she's a yoledes, so three above the chodas ikra, and shalosh prayed the milamatan, ba'achas milamatan, one is the chatas, one below the chodas ikra, below us a kain, but the kohen didn't do so, elo asa shtayim lamalam shtayim lamatan, he did two above and two below, velo nimlach, and he didn't inquire from the women what these birds are. So therefore, there's a mistake here. The mistake is that three should have been olos, and instead he made two olos and two chatas, two above the chodas ikra, two below the chodas ikra. How do we solve this? Tzrich lahavi od prey da achas v'yakrivenu lemalon. What should she do? She has to bring another bird, and that bird, of course, is going to be an ola, a part of the neder, and it's going to be sacrificed, offered above. The blood will be sprinkled above the chodas ikra. So the Mishnah, that seems to be pretty simple. The Mishnah says, mimenecha. This is all true if when she brought the kohen, the pairs of birds, all those four birds were from the same species. They were either torim or they were b'nei yonah. Mishnei minim, though. But let's say she brought the kohen two pairs. Two pairs from two different species. One pair was torim, one pair is b'nei yonah, and the kohen then brought them both as a kain chova, as he made this mistake, when he should have brought three olos and one chatas. It was two olos and two chatos. So he brought them both, assuming that they were chova, lo nimlach, he didn't ask her what they were. He thought they were both chovos. Tavi shtayim. So then she has to bring two more birds to fulfill the neder. Why? Well, one has to be a tor, one has to be a ben yonah, and the kohen offers both of them as olos. You see, when the kohen was given those, the two kinim, so as we know, one, of course, should have been the kain chova, one olo one chatos, and the other both olos. So what happened here, the kohen made a mistake. He brought them both one chatas and an ola. And as we know, the first one is, of course, the kain chova. And the second pair is the mistake. That's where one of them was a chatas when it should have been an ola. So therefore, there's a missing ola here. The problem in this Mishnah is that he doesn't even remember whether he offered the torim second or the b'nei yonah second, which means like this: since there were two species that were brought, if he offered, let's say, the torim or the second pair, and that's where the mistake was, so therefore she would have to bring one more tor as an ola to make up. But maybe he offered the b'nei yonah second, and that was as a kain chova when there should have been both olos, and therefore the mistake was in the b'nei yonah, and that would mean that she has to bring another ben yonah as an ola. So we don't know which mistake was. So there she has to bring two olos, one tor and one ben yonah, and that way she takes care of the neder. That's why if it's mishnei minim tavi shtayim. What about per shanida? Let's say she specified which type of bird the neder pair is supposed to be, and then, meaning when she took the neder to bring a pair of the two birds, which of course going to be olaf, she gives birth to a boy, she said, I'll tell you what I want it to be. And she said either torim or b'nei yonah. She just remember which one it was. So then what she brings? She brought two pair of the same species to the Kohen. Remember, one of those is a chova, one of those is a neder, but the second pair, we know he made a mistake there. He brought one chatas, one ol instead of two olos. But here, remember, she specified which species. So then, shrichal havi ot shlosha pradim. She now has to bring three more birds to take care of the neder. One of them from the same species that the kohen brought as a sacrifice, and the other two from the other species. She can only fulfill her neder if she brings the proper min, either Torah B'nei Yonah, that she promised, but she doesn't remember what that was. Bringing three pradim is going to cover that. And that's only min echad. That's where she, when she brought the kohen in the beginning, both of the pairs were from the same min, either all Torim or all B'nei Yonah. But Mishnei Minim, let's say she brought the Kohen. This is the case where Per Shonida, Nidra, where she specified which type she wants to bring as a neder. But in this case, Mishnei Minim, when she brought the Kohen to prayers at the beginning, they were two separate species. One was Torim, one was B'nei Yonah. And the Kohen then brought them both, and we know he made a mistake with the second pair by bringing one Chatas, one Olo, and both should have been Olos. But he doesn't remember which pair he brought first. We assume that the pair, as we mentioned it previously, the one that he brought first, of course, is considered the obligatory one. And the one that afterwards, that he brought second, that's where the mistake was. That's the neder. So Tavi Arba, in this case, she has to bring four more birds for her neder, two Torim and two B'nei Yonah. And the Kohen brings them, of course, all as Olos. In this case, she didn't remember which type Torim or B'nei Yonah she wanted for the neder, and the Kohen doesn't know which one he brought first. So therefore, he asked, and we know the first one who assume is the chova, and only the second one is going to be her neder. Only bringing four birds, two Torim, two B'nei Yonah, is going to cover her. Then kava nidra. What about the following case? This is a woman who took a neder to bring, when we say kava nidra, is to attach a neder to her chov, which means I'm bringing a large carbon when I give birth. The Torah says she only has to bring one ola, but she says, I want to bring a very large carbon along with the ola bird. I want to bring an olas neder. It's not just a separate neder. I want them all together. All three olos should be brought all at the same time. So those two and those two extra olos, which are the neder, which is attached, though, to the carbon chova. I know I have a carbon chova bird of an ola. I want two along with it. And she specified what type of min it's supposed to be. But she forgot. So what she do? She gave four birds of, let's say, Torim to the Kohen. Three she wants to brought as an Ola, of course, and one as a Chatas. The Kohen, though, made a mistake. He brought two Chatos and two Olos, as if they were Chovos. So the halacha is, Tzricha lahavi od chamesh pridos. She has to bring five more single birds from all the same min. So what happened is, what was the result here? The first chatas and ola that were brought, of course, that was her chov, that took care of it. But the three olos that had to be brought at the same time that she said was part of a neder, none of those wasn't taken care of. Why? Because one of those potential olos was a chatas. So her neder wasn't brought because all three needed to be olos. So none of that was, that neder was not taken care of at all. The neder that she attached to the carbon one bird of a yoledes, of an ola of a yoledes. So in this case, she has to bring five olos together, three torim and two b'nei yonah. A tor has to be brought as an ola because that's the same min as the chov, and that's what she said. I'm bringing the, and we assume that the, we said we know what the chov, the chov was torim. So then the ola has to be a tor because that was part of a neder, and two torim and the two torim and two b'nei yonah in addition to that because she doesn't remember the specific species, the specific min her neder was supposed to be. And then the mishnah, that's all min echad. B'shnei minim tavishesh. But if the four birds that she originally gave the Kohen were two separate species, now she has to bring six. In this case, she has to bring two olos of her neder, which together with an Ola of whatever the species was, whatever the name was that the Kohen brought for the Ola Schov, because that's the attachment she made, and all together, six birds are brought, three Torim and three B'nai Yonah. So the issue here is that her neder has not been fulfilled. So the Chov was taken care of, the one Chatas, one Ola, but she needs two Olos of the Min of the Neder together with one of the ol of the same min that she fulfilled a chov with. Now the problem is, she doesn't know if the chov was fulfilled with Torim or B'nai Yonah, so she has to bring one Torah and one B'nai Yonah, and she also doesn't remember which min was she that she specified for the neder, so she brings two Torim, two B'nai Yonah for that neder, and therefore it's six birds she has to bring at that same time. Nisanasam l'kohen v'yadu amanas na, she gave them that's the original two pairs to the Kohen, but she doesn't know which min she gave him. Maybe she gave him all Torim or all B'nai Yonah, or maybe one pair of each. Halach HaKohen V'asa Avein Yodu Amasa, and he sacrificed them. He just doesn't know how he brought them. Were they all Chatos below the Chodasik, or maybe all Olos above the Chodasik, or maybe half and half? Tzricho Lahavi Ode, she has to bring another Ode Arba, Praydim Linidra, four birds for her neder, Ushtaim Lechovasa, and two for her Chova, Vechatas Achas, and one Chatas, and if you want to do the calculations on your own, you certainly could do so. And Ben Aze Omer Shte Chatos, no, not one Chatas, but rather two. That's based on Ben Azai's opinion all the way back in the second Perek, that we assume that whatever the first bird is that's brought in the pair of Chova, that decides what the min is supposed to be, and therefore Amar Rabbi Yeshua Zeu Sheamru. There's an expression that people say Kshu Chai Kolo Echad. People say Kshu Chai Kolo Echad Kshu Meis Kolo Shiva. Based on the fact that the Mishnah says that according to the Chachamim, she has to bring seven birds. According to Ben Azai, they have to bring eight birds. You know what this sounds like? That's what people say. When it comes to a ram, people say when it's alive, it's one. It has one voice. Whatever noise that comes out, it comes out of its mouth. Kshumeis, but when it dies, you get seven kolos out of a ram. Ketzad kolos shiva. How do you have, after it's dead, you have seven voices? Shtei karnov, you have its two, which are shtei chasotros, when it's dead, so you have two horns, can be used for two trumpets. Shtei shokov, shtei chalilim, you can use the thigh bones, hollow them out and make them into two flutes. Oro, latof, you can use the skin, the hide as a drum. Meyav, lenevalim, the stomach into lyres. B'nei meyav, lechinoros, the intestines for harps, the strings for the hearts. V'yeshomrim, aftzama, letcheles, some say the wool can be used for treles, and the treles is to make the me'il of the Kohen Gadol, and that also was a coal, because it had bells on the bottom, and then when we went in and out, it made noise. So the same idea over here, that here we started out with, you know, if you did it right, it wouldn't have been, you know, wouldn't have to bring so many birds. But now that you made it, the Kohen made these mistakes and lo nimlach, and didn't inquire from the woman what she actually had to bring. So now the she may end up bringing seven birds or even eight birds. So that's similar to what happens with the ram. You know, you have, and now all of a sudden it's dead. Now it has many, many noises. Many kolos. Shimon Akasha Omer Zikrei Amaretz. This is a conclusion of the Masechta and the Seder. Zikrei Amaretz, people who are elders, but the Amaretz calls Mashem Azkinim. Data Mitarav Hesaleim. The older they get, so the more confused they get. Shneimar Meisir Sofolin Emonim V'Tam Zikinim Yikoch. What happens? So the Hashem takes away reasoning from people who are old. Avol Ziknei Torah Einar Kein. But Piyu Torah scholars who are old is just the opposite. Elokos Manshem Azkinim Daton Mistyashav Hesaleim. Their mind becomes more at ease, more settled. Shneimar Pasuk. These are Pesukim in Iyov. As people get older, they have more wisdom, greater understanding when they get older. We know this Odinivun Biseva. That happens also as people get older, and that is the conclusion of Maseches Kinim and Seder Kodshim. Maseches Kelim, which begins Seder Taros, is 30 prakim long, so we need to sit tight through this Masechta. Then Ahalos 18 prakim, and Nagoyim about 14 prakim. A lot to do. But Maseches Kelim speaks about the Tumah and Tara of Kelim, of various vessels. Clothing is included in vessels as well. And our Mishnah begins with the first list of Avos HaTumah. We've mentioned in the past different levels of Tumah. The mace is Avi Avos HaTumah, and then below that are the Avos HaTumah, which are also have different halachos, as we will see. Then something, an Ava Tumah, can make a Kli or a person into a Rishon LaTumah. That person or Kli, which is a Rishon LaTumah, can make food, Ochlin Umashkim, into a Sheni LaTumah. Sheni LaTumah can only make Truma or Karbanos Kachim into a Shlishi LaTumah. And that Truma or Kachim can make Kachim, other Karbanos, into a Revi LaTumah. So that's the levels of Tumah that we have. And the Mishnah begins with Avos HaTumah with Hasheretz, which are the Avos HaTumah that can be Metame Adam the Kalim. So this Mishnah is only speaking about those things that are Metame B'maga, that if someone, a Kli or a person, touches them, they become Tame, but will not be Metame B'masa. That will list in the next Mishnah, and we're going to move up levels of Chumrah, of stringency, when it comes to Tumah V'Tara. So Avos HaTumah, number one is Hasheretz. Hasheretz, we have the list in Parsha Shmini, Vayikra Yud Aleph, HaCholed, VaHaAchbar, VaHatza, VaHanaka, VaHakoch, VaLotah, VaHomet, Atin Shomes. All of these are on the list. These are the eight ruts in their death. They are Metame. The minimum size that Metame is an adasha, a lentil size. But that is only if there's no Aver Shalim. An Aver Shalim, a full limb, is going to be Metame Bikolshu, any little bit. So that is one level of Avatama. It's based on the Pasuk. Kolon Ageh Bahem Bimo Sam. And it speaks about Kolon Ageh Bimo Sam Yitma Ada Arev. So it speaks about, or eight, or beged, or a sack. So it's very clear in the Chumash. Speaks about Kalim, speaks about Adam. They become Tame from a dead Sheretz. Vishichvas, if they touch it. Vishichvas Zera. And Pasuk says, Vish ki teitzei me'enishach Zera. Balkari, has Shichvas Zera flow from his body. So that Shichvas Zera itself is going to be Metame a person. Mishnah says, the Gemara says, quotes the pasuk, "V'ish ki tzeitzei mimenu." We assume that the shichva zera is going to be metame when a person has the status of an ish, and based on the pasuk, "O ish asher tzeitzei mimenu shichva zera, O ish asher yiga." So there you see, speak about touching maga. That comes in to include. So of course, the man himself is tame as a baal keri, but even someone who touches the shichva zera, he becomes tame as well. That's only shichva zera shel Yisrael. We speak about also the katan is considered roi labio when he's ben teisha shanim v'yom echad. And the person, how much shichva zera is metame a person? Also the size of an adasha, size of a lentil. But a person who is a baal keri himself who sees shichva zera, so he's Tameh, even Bekulshu, even any little bit of Shechvazera, even less than the size of an Adash. It's also Metameh only when it is moist. Based on the Pasuk, Shechvazera, Zera has to be Ru'ila Hazria. Only when it's moist does they have the ability to fertilize. And then a third on the list after Sheretz and Shechvazera of Avos HaTumah are Utameh Meis. Someone who became Tameh from a mace. So he, that person himself, was already Tamei Meis. Let's say someone was in the room with a mace, or touched a mace. Someone touches that person who's Tamei Meis. So that person, that Tamei Meis is an Avatumah. Remember, the mace is Avi Avos HaTumah. The Tamei Meis is an Avatumah. That person can be Tamei another person into a Rishon, or an Adam, or a Kli. That is Tamei Meis. V'hamba, but only if you touch that person who is Tamei Meis. Person who is in an oil with a mace, and then another person touches that person, that second person becomes a Rishon Lutoma, but only by touching. V'hamitzora b'mei safro. This is a mitzora during, you know, we count 7 days. This is after he went to the mikvah, and on the eighth day, that's part of his purification process. Though that's called Yimei Safro. On the eighth day, he brings karbanos and it's completely tohor. But during those 7 days, he's still tamei. And even though he went to the mikvah already, it is part of purification, and he's actually going to be metamei adam v'kelim by touching them. The pasuk says, so that teaches you that he's metamei begadim. Begadim are clothing, are kelim, and therefore, and it's metamei in adam as well. Because anyone who's metamei begadim is metamei adam as well. Umei chatas she'ein bahem kidei hazaya. And finally, the final one on this list is mechatas, is the para aduma ashes mixed with with mixed with water. This is, of course, is Mei Mayan from a spring. And that mixture, in order to be Metame on a higher level, we'll talk about it in the next Mishnah, the Masa, even if you carry it, even though you wouldn't be touching it, it needs to have a certain shiur. It needs to be enough that you're able, what we call Kedei Hazaya, enough to be able to dip the tops of the hyssop into it in order to sprinkle it. Our Mishnah was speaking about Mechatas She'ein Bayim Kedei Hazaya. You don't have that much in order that you're able to sprinkle from it, and therefore that's only Metame someone B'maga. So, says the Mishnah, Harei Elu, these Avos HaTama, there are other Avos HaTama, but these are the lower level of HaTama, the Sheretz, the Shechva Zera, the Tamei Meis, the Mitzora B'Meis Safro, and the Mechatos that don't have Kedei Hazaya, the Metame Adam V'Kalim B'Maga, Ukle Cheres Ba'avir, they're also Metame earthenware vessels, and that's true even in the airspace. The Torah says, Parashat Shmini, the Kokli Cheres Asher Yipol Mehem El Tocho. You only need, let's say, have a dead Sheretz, a dead mouse hanging in the airspace of an earthenware vessel, the whole inside, it becomes Tame. The outside actually is not Metame. The outside of a metal vessel, it does become a Tame. The outside of the earthenware vessel does not, but the inside becomes Tame, and even in the airspace, even if nothing's touching it, the dead mouse is hanging in the airspace, it becomes Tame. Ve'ein ha'metame b'masa, but these, in all of these cases, the sheretz, the shechvazera, the tamei meis, etc., are not metame someone who happens to be carrying it. So take, for example, if you have a dead sheretz, a dead mouse, if someone has a dead mouse in a bowl, and someone's carrying the bowl, he does not become tame because he's not touching it.